Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to the second program in our new series, Farmer's Guidebook, in which we tell you literally everything you need to know about getting involved in farming. We'll go step by step, parish by parish, and crop by crop. This morning, we continue to hear from 23-year-old farmer Shellyan Irving. We'll also reintroduce our Proverb of the Day feature. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too back with me one another. We no care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
My brethren, the one to others as the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Our last program featured a call by Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark for more young people to get into the agricultural sector. We also started hearing from 23-year-old farmer Shellyan Irving, who has answered the call. She told us how the idea to become a farmer came about and why she decided on planting sweet potato as a choice crop. This morning, Ms. Irving will share the rest of her story about venturing into farming. She begins by telling us about the next step taken after she and her friend and business partner decided on the crop.
We attended Morrison Entrepreneurship Center, which is the business aspect of Northern Caribbean University. It helps persons to develop their business. So we went there with the idea of asking them to write a business plan for us because we did not know how to put it together. They also had a course which would teach us to do a business plan. We decided to do the course, and there was also a competition from First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union. They had an entrepreneurship competition, and we completed the business plan in time to enter that competition, and they were offering $300,000 to the winner.
As fate would have it, Ms. Irving and her friend were the winners of the competition, which has helped to kickstart their farming career.
We won that in November 2013. So far, as it relates to our implementation and all of that, we have two locations. I'm from Portland, so my farming plot is in Portland. I have 1 acre in Portland, and Kamoya, who is from St. Elizabeth, has 2 acres in St. Elizabeth. As it is now, St. Elizabeth is well plowed and waiting for everything to go in, and for Portland, sweet potato slips have been in the field for 3 weeks now. So I'm about to go in and apply fertilizer.
The next step in officially becoming farmers is to get registered with RADA. From there, Ms. Irving and her friend intend to establish a company, Ideal Fresh Farm Produce.
We intend to plant for export primarily, and secondarily is for Higla's consumption, so they can do whatever it is that they would like to do. So our short-term plan is to just plant and sell enough to build our capital base so that we can go into value-added products, the wedges, the fries, the puddings, and all of those things.
Her plans to branch out into value-added production ties in with the Agriculture Ministry's thrust to have more being done in this area. Ms. Irving is off to a great start to becoming a farmer, and she has some advice for other young people.
Firstly, there are those who they don't consider farming as an option at all. I always try to tell young people that there is a star in all of us, and there is something that we all can do. We don't have to wait on the government, on a degree. I mean, I don't think my degree will ever give me as much returns as farming can. Young people need to transform the way they think about farming. Stop looking at farming as the old man in the community who always has a machete and his bag over his back bringing back produce from his farm. It is more than that.
That was 23-year-old farmer Shellyan Irving sharing her story about becoming a farmer. And now for our proverb of the day. The proverb for today is, "Cry cry boot no good for ears." Translation, a squeaking boot is not good for the ears. This means that no one enjoys hearing constant complaints. And with that, we wrap up the second program in our new and exciting series, Farmer's Guidebook, where we tell you literally everything you need to know about getting involved in farming. I'm Camellia Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.